His communist revolution outlasted 10 American presidencies and withstood half a century of American economic embargo. He survived numerous attempts to overthrow or assassinate him. He fought off one U.S.-backed invasion at a little-known beach called Playa Girón in what Americans came to know as the Bay of Pigs, and helped unleash a superpower confrontation by installing Soviet missiles in Cuba. The world has seen little of the Cuban leader in the past decade after serious intestinal illness struck in 2006. In 2008, he stepped down as president, putting his brother, Army head Raul Castro, at the country's helm. This feeble old man in a tracksuit was a pale shadow of the overconfident 32-year-old guerrilla who shook up the Western Hemisphere. Fidel Castro triumphantly took control of Cuba on January 1, 1959. He rolled into Havana atop a tank a week later. He came down from his guerrilla stronghold in the Sierra Maestra Mountains, joined by his partner in revolution, the Argentine Che Guevara, and a small rebel army. They had toppled the right-wing dictator Fulgencio Batista, who had been in and out of power in Cuba for 25 years. Castro quickly nationalized U.S.-owned companies and property in Cuba, along with church holdings and the farms and businesses of wealthy and middle-class Cubans. The U.S. responded with an economic boycott that lasted decades, and Castro began an alliance with America's superpower rival, the Soviet Union.
Viva la amistad entre los pueblos soviéticos y el pueblo cubano.
Departing President Dwight Eisenhower severed all links with Cuba.
There is a limit to what the United States in self-respect can endure. That limit has now been reached. Our friendship for the Cuban people is not affected.
The hardships placed upon the Cuban economy and Castro's repression of his Cuban opposition sparked a series of mass migrations that would profoundly affect the United States and the future of U.S.-Cuba relations. The new American president, John Kennedy, picked up one of his predecessor's plans, an armed overthrow of Castro. The CIA trained an army of 1,200 Cuban exiles to invade and began a popular uprising. On April 17, 1961, the small counter-revolutionary force stormed the beach on Cuba's southeast coast. Many Cuban people rallied to Castro, and his forces quickly put down the Bay of Pigs invasion. It was a disaster for the new Kennedy administration, but the following year brought a new confrontation and even more danger. On October 16, 1962, U.S. spy planes photographed the construction of a Soviet missile site in Cuba. A crisis ensued which brought the world the closest it had ever come to nuclear annihilation. A U.S. naval blockade called a quarantine was forced on Cuba. Kennedy took to the airwaves and warned of the consequences.
To halt this offensive buildup, a strict quarantine on all offensive military equipment under shipment to Cuba is being initiated. It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile launched from Cuba against any nation in the Western Hemisphere as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet Union.
It took 12 days of intense negotiations and UN diplomatic efforts, but the Soviets backed down and promised to remove the missiles from Cuba in return for a U.S. commitment not to invade the Caribbean island.